This is Butch
and Adrian.
3 and 20. You're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box. Gangsta.
Are you ready for a tag team cocksplosion? It's Thinking Outside the Long Box. We're fucking weirdos.
I mean, I don't know that that was like a part of his power set. It just
flew up in the air and exploded himself.
Yeah, but he did it on purpose.
Exactly, but, which means like his power ranged at the end of his power ability was
death.
Blow up myself.
But I don't like. I don't know that you. I mean, I guess I don't know who creates the rules to these powers, but I'm sure that was not an intended consequence when his parents gave him the pill that he took.
Well, I don't think anybody knows what the fuck's going on in this world with anybody.
What's going on, everybody? We are
menstruated her parents to death.
We're talking about Gen V, which is an American superhero television series developed by Craig Rosenberg, Evan Goldberg, and Eric Kripke, serving as a spinoff to The Boys by Kripke. And it's based around The Boys comic book story arc, We Gotta Go Now, by Garth Ennis and Derek Robertson. The series serves as the third entry into The Boys franchise. It's sent concurrently with the fourth season of The Boys, premiered on Amazon on September 29, 2023. So I believe this takes place in between the third and the fourth seasons of The Boys, though.
No idea.
I believe it does.
To me, it's, unless they interact, it's irrelevant.
That's true. I mean, you do get a little bit of interaction here and there.
The only interaction that I think you saw was just that when she was a kid, that's when A-Train joined the Seven.
Yeah, there's a ton of Easter eggs. I think they love throwing Easter eggs into some shit like this. Like, yeah. A lot of people do it as a like, oh shit, that's pretty cool on the wall there, just in the background, but they're fucking ham-fisted with their Easter eggs in this series. Yeah. But, I mean, it makes sense. You're constantly figuring out who's at the top of the rankings and all of that kind of shit. But, yeah, I mean, it's a cool world. I think we talked a little bit before we got on mic that, for me personally, I only watched the first three. I think there's only four episodes out right now. The Boys specifically is just not, it's just not my favorite. Like, there's things that are cool about it and fun about it, but it's just so over the top all of the time that it starts to lose its luster. It's like, that's all you have is just over the topness to me, and I just am not a big fan.
I mean, I can see where you're coming from. I still like the show, but it's a lot. But I think, like, if you look at the show in that way, I could see why you would dislike it more than I dislike it. Because I think the show is just more about just a corrupted society.
Sure,
like,
sure.
Like, I don't really think it has anything to do with superheroes. They just happen to be superheroes. It's just like, you could make, like, and the show has, like Suits is, or not Suits, Billions is, like, the same show as this. They just don't have, you know,
powers.
But they basically do the same shit. They're just offing whoever they want or doing whatever they want, like fucking up whoever's life they want to fuck. Like, it's the same fucking show. Just can't shoot lasers out of his eyes.
So the crux of this takes place at the university. It is Godolkin University. Like I mentioned before, it's where I believe there's one other place that they could possibly go to, but I think this is one of like two superhero colleges, I think is what I remember from the series. You get introduced, we talked about it right before we got on mic, but you get introduced to Mary, I believe is her name, yeah. And she is, her superpower is that she's able to manipulate blood, which I don't even understand like why that's a superpower until later in the one of the episodes.
And she explodes the
penis.
This
is fucking stupid. No, she saves that lady's life too with the neck wound.
Well, yeah, I mean, but there would be stupid power. Like if
No, I know there would be. I'm just like, I just don't. What the fuck are you going to do with blood? Like, I don't understand.
Did you ever watch the X-Men?
It's been so long since I watched that.
Dude, certain people were just green. Yeah. I'm like,
no, I know. I'm not. I get it. Like, I understand. Oh.
I literally did not touch your dog.
Oh. Like, I understand that they're, it's just funny to me. That's all. Yeah, it's just a, it's just a commentary on the funniness of, like, she gets her first period within the first 5 minutes of the episode, and she, that's how she figures out that she can manipulate blood.
And I don't know if that's what she figured out.
Well, so... So she kills her parents on accident too,
yes.
but like that's her transition from being what she seems is a normal lady, normal person.
I don't even know what you would know what just happened.
I don't think you would know. You've got to grow into something like that.
I think it would have to be explained to you because, like, I mean, I guess it's like equivalent time period. But like, if I shot my first load and it just like went through the wall and murdered my family, I wouldn't assume it was my load. I would be like, what the fuck just happened in here?
Somebody killed my parents.
Yeah. I was all just dead.
So the one thing I will say...
Looking like a Bukkake video up in this house. What happened in here?
The one thing I will say about this show that I like, and I think it... And maybe it's been a while since I watched The Boys, so maybe I'm just remembering it back bad or something. But I think that like as we go through the three or four episodes... It deals a lot with a lot of the things that younger people deal with. Like, obviously, most women that go through their period aren't killing anybody.
Hopefully
but,
not.
Like, I feel like it's a battle of struggle, right? It's like, what the fuck's going on with my body? How do I... And she just happens to have superpowers, but I feel like it connects with you young people more. She starts to cut herself to figure out how she can do better. Like, that's how she's training, or maybe not training is the wrong word, but, like, figuring out what she can do.
You gotta get the blood to come out.
And so, right. And so there's a girl who has to puke in order to turn small. You know what I mean? There's a guy who has issues with his body and gender and stuff. Like, they seem to be tackling a lot of themes in this series rather than just the corruption that The Boys seems to do.
You can tell how much the world has changed since that comic got written. Because in today's day and age, if there was like a transgendered super, like, they would promote that shit through the fucking roof. You would be the number one because you're transgender.
But I think because this is so I don't feel like this series, like you said, it's changed a lot. Yeah. But I feel like this is the series that would be like, yeah, of course there's transgender people in our fucking, there's dudes who are invisible and naked.
She doesn't feel out of place, or I guess like it's not even she, because they're not transgendered either. Like, it's weird. They are both genders.
Right. Right.
They're gender fluid for real.
Yeah. She transforms, essentially.
Yeah, I don't know. She's a transformer.
Just no robotics. Yeah.
Now we know.
I think that this series, and you said it a little bit, you think you lean more towards the series than The Boys. I think this series does a better job of
I'm more interested in these characters,
right,
than I am, like, it's like you said, like with The Boys, like I get a kick out of it. I don't love The Boys.
Right.
The first season of The Boys I was all about because it was so crazy, so different. But as it goes on, it's like I don't really give a shit about any of these characters.
Yeah. They're all shitty.
Yeah, like it's it's just who's going to explode this week.
Yeah, whose penis is exploding. And
even down to like, what's her name? Like Glow Bright, bitch.
The
like
Star Bright.
Strawberry Shortcake. I don't know her name. It's like, I don't give. She sucks. Like, her character sucks too. Like, sure. They all suck. So it's like, after a while, I'm just like, it's still entertaining, but there's no giving a shit about anybody, to me anyway, in
right.
the show. So at least, like, these characters, like, are somewhat likable. Most of them. Like, I like the little insane kid who's like, sees puppets. Everything he's in a puppet world. He's murdering people. Like, that's
so
dope.
Stupid.
You're crazy.
So
you're crazy.
Stupid.
Crazy is as crazy does.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. I like I said, I think that because we're watching people grow into these other shitty people who I think they probably eventually will be, you get to, it's more entertaining than having to watch Homelander, who's yeah. already a fucking dickhead by the time we meet
well,
him.
Well, Homelander seemed like he was brainwashed until like to his 30s. And they're just like, showed up. He's like,
I think they're all eventually going to be brainwashed. Like, it's coming, right? I mean, the parents... So, I don't remember if The Boys actually explained this or not. And again, it's been a while since I watched it. But for those who haven't or don't remember, this series explains that at the beginning, people thought these superheroes just happened. Like, it was just kind of a normal, oh, shit, that baby just grew up and he's got superpowers. But the parents... essentially drugged their kids into with the, what's it called? The fucking IV? What's the little, I don't remember what the pill is called or what the drug is called.
I don't remember either.
But they essentially drugged their kids.
Something like that.
Essentially drugged their kids and kind of chose them into this life. And I don't know that was explained in The Boys, so I thought that was a cool, like, origin story highlight. But it's very similar to The Boys. It's kids. They're going through puberty. They're going through identity crises. They're going through things while they still have to do the shit. One person, the blood lady, she saved that lady's life, and she damn near got kicked out of school. It's the weirdest kind of things, but it's cool because it feels more relatable to me, even though I'm not a superhero.
Like I said, I just think the character, I don't think it's more relatable. Well, to me, that's not why I think it is. I just think the characters don't suck. Like they just seem like, I don't think they're necessarily going to be like, I didn't get that the forest is where they all go to get brainwashed. I got that the forest was just like the ones where, like, these are the ones we just don't want people to know about. Just like fucking
cast these guys off.
Well, that, like, he's too crazy to be out in public. You know what I mean? Like, he's this fucking super freak of nature. The one detective's about to end up there if he doesn't stop fucking holes. I wonder if that's real. I meant to look that up. If you could get, like, if there's some kind of weird sickness that just makes you want to fuck anything that has a hole.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure. If there's got to be some. There's people who hump balloons.
Yeah. No, but he seemed, like, compelled. Like, it wasn't an option. He's just like...
Again, he's crazy. Yeah,
he's humping the air dryer. I don't think that would have been good at all.
But yeah, I mean, this is the four things we watched. I told you a little bit before we got on. This is probably my least favorite. It's
definitely not my least favorite.
Eventually, like, I just get so tired of, like, okay, give me something that's not insane, please, for one episode. Like, I need a little bit of a reprieve. Get me a crazy, like, thriller storyline or something.
I'm trying to remember the fourth thing.
I don't know. I'm sure the alien one is the one you're thinking about.
Yes, that's the one. So I was like, we got Duble exorcisms.
But yeah, I mean, I don't have much to do with there. We're four episodes deep. What beyond, like, what I think? What did you think overall? Because I'm sure we won't talk about it too much since they're scheduled for eight. Oh, so it is halfway through the season. It's an eight episode season.
Overall, so far, I like it. I like it more than The Boys, but I'm still only, like, an 80s. Like, it's not my favorite show. Right. The last episode was the best episode so far. You got to find out that the little chick can also get big.
Oh. And she wants a... What does he want? Fucking orange slices? What does that man want? Is that what he eats when he gets big?
Oh, yeah. Ant-Man? I was like, what are you talking about? Anybody have orange slices? Why don't I just ask for orange? Just cutting slices.
Oh man.
Yeah, so it seems like her power is just based on, like, amount in, amount out. Like,
right.
There's a scene where the boyfriend goes, I mean, the fourth episode, essentially, because you haven't seen it.
No, you're good.
The kid that she rescues kind of just goes full on nuts. Like, in the third episode, did they have the Deep's puppet where it's like telling him to go kill the guy?
I think so.
Deep's puppet was the grossest puppet ever. It's like talking with his, like, weird gills in his chest. That was so disgusting. I know you can make a puppet disgusting because it still looks like a puppet. It looks so gross.
So all you see is those little fucking crystal skull? Crystal, what is that? Fucking dark crystal? John Henson puppets. It's
like
little,
like, hairy, like...
No, I know. I'm just saying. You're used to just seeing John Henson puppets.
Yeah. Well, there's some creepy puppets in there, but not disgusting puppets.
This show is great at disgusting.
Look like an old vagina. Talking.
I haven't seen very many old vaginas, so.
Fortunately, I've seen a few. I've gone where few men have gone before. Few men my age, that is.
Jesus.
No, but anyway, so as he gets crazier, like, things just, like, I guess, just turn into puppets. Like, wants all the puppets to stop, so he's trying to murder him. He's trying to murder the doctor who's been fucking with him at the hospital. And all the characters go there to stop him, but he's, like, beating their asses because he's super strong. So she just, like, wolfs down a bunch of spaghetti and then gets all fucking huge and just, like, stay. Like, puts his hand on it. He's like, let me go on the ground.
How do you find that out? I mean, how do you have you not found that out yet? Like, that you, we've all had
the... She knew.
Okay, I was like, we've all had the nights where we're just like, I'm so fucking hungry.
No, she knew. She, like, as soon as she was like, ah, shit, she, like, starts scrambling, so she just hasn't told anybody else yet. She wants to watch her calorie intake very closely in public.
I do think that even though you're not going to know what the... You may not need to know, but you're not going to know what the fuck's going on. This is an okay to watch aside. As long as you come into it knowing that it's a superhero TV show and shit's crazy. I don't know that you have to watch The Boys in order to understand this series.
No, you'd miss what they're talking about.
Sure.
They're like talking about the Seven here and there, but the show's not really...
Eventually, you put together like, oh shit, the Seven, they're trying to be on that team. Like, it's not that big of a leap to be.
There's a shitty Justice League. They're trying to get there.
And pretty much everybody on the shitty Justice League dies of some kind of death.
Homelander's killed them all by now, except for...
Starlight, Starbright.
Yeah, except for Starbright. She quit, I think.
She did. Yeah, she hung up. She's with Butcher now. Butcher Paper.
Yes, they've joined the team.
So, 4 episodes left. Is this a series you continue to watch?
Yeah, I'll probably watch it. But like I said, it's not... Like, I wouldn't care if I just didn't see another episode and then I finished watching it all, like, at one time.
Right.
In the future. Like, it's not... I'm not strapped to this episode in any way, shape, or form.
So, I was going to be mid-70s. Probably 78, yeah. Something like that.
I'm in the 80s,
So we probably average out to a B-. Again, the series doesn't suffer from the things that we normally, like, this looks like shit, or it looks good. Yeah. The Boys looks good. I think everybody acts out their crazy fucking part really well. It's just I can't be on level 10 all the time. I just can't. Like, that, my brain doesn't work like that all the time. And sometimes I need that down.
I can be, but there has to be, like, something has to be, like, compelling for me to do that. Whereas The Boys is not that compelling to me. Like, a lot of it's just like they brainwashed Superman and now he's figuring out that he was been brainwashed. And that everybody doesn't really give a fuck if he just murders people.
What are they gonna do?
Yeah, but they seem to like it. Like, did you not see the last episode of The Boys?
I'm sure I had. It's been so long since I watched it. I don't watch The Boys that very often.
He introduces the world to his son, and that kid throws an oil can or something and hits his son. And he just, like, fucking lasers his face off, like, right in front of, like, everybody. He's like, yeah!
Self-defense, bro.
Hey, take it a little far. The kid has powers, too. He probably could take an oil can to the chest.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm in the 70s. I think we probably gave it a B-. It's you should go watch it, especially if you're a fan of The Boys. You've probably already watched all 4 episodes at this point.
I think most everyone loves The Boys that I've interacted with comic book fan-wise. Yeah, I don't love it, but like I said, like B's. High C, low B.
It's like Preacher.
Preacher
was good, but there were times in Preacher 2 where I was like, this is fucking, like, I need to take a break. I'm gonna pause the episode or something. I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, but Preacher compelled me for some reason in a different way. I don't know if it's because the main guy was just good.
I think the characters are more compelling in Preacher than, like, Crazy Superman. And, like, lesbian Wonder Woman, who we thought exploded but didn't explode. Nobody actually died in that fight. It was weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a much bigger fan of The Preacher, even though it's the same. There were times I was like, I can't fucking, what's going on right now?
When you find out that the synonym of Jesus is like some retard.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is going on? But even the gross times in those where they're fucking eating a ton or where, I don't know, man, it's something visceral about those two series distinctly that is just, it's hard to watch sometimes. But they're both good. I think you should watch it. I'm not in love with The Boys, obviously you should still go watch it because it gets rave fucking reviews.
Yeah, most
so
people love it.
Yeah, so you should definitely go watch it. I didn't see what
most
this
people
one
are depraved though.
Or they're like, I wish that was my boss.
No, I mean, this is a classic like a true belief I have, which I guess technically, negatively speaking about most of you, and I'm sorry if you fall into this category. I feel like most people are so guarded day to day shit like this. They're like, yeah, because it's like I get it cut loose, but
sure,
it's not me doing it.
Right.
Whereas I don't feel like we are ever. So when we see it, it's like, that's a little much. Because yeah. It's like, I don't, you know, I'm not guarded. Like, I have no filter. Like, it's like, I can't explode your head. But if I could, there'd be exploded people.
I don't know, man. Like, so I just watched Saw as well, which is something we may watch or talk about in the future. But the story there compels me through the madness. And I think that's what helps me be able to watch people chop their limbs off and shit. And so, correct. And I think what I'm saying though is your like for this is, I believe is more, like you said, the story. They're more compelling than these other fucking people. So I think the story helps you stay within the bounds of penises exploding and fucking people throwing up and turning small and shit. It's easier to intake that when there's a better storyline through it.
I don't know that Salt, I haven't seen it. Salt 10 has a better story. At this point, the sheer number of people who've been captured is unlikely. Like, one of these movies should start out with some guy goes to, like, chloroform somebody and then catches an elbow to the nose. Like,
oh, he got me.
Well, Saw 10 starts out with some dude getting arrested.
To divert a little bit, it happens right after he finds out that he has cancer, and it's kind of an in-between, I think, from the first movie and the second movie. So it's actually, I thought it was much better. I'm not a big fan of Saw 17 through 25, you know, but this one with John Kramer being in it again, it actually seemed to be a lot more compelling. So. The second one was with Amanda. She's in the pit of needles.
That was the dumb one to me, where they're all just like loose in a house.
Yes.
And like I said, unless that house is made out of reinforced rebar, get out of that house. You know it's not. Like, there's no way you can build a house that keeps me out of getting out of that house. People be asking questions on the outside. It's a bunch of missing people. I bet you that in a house that you made out of sheep.
That's true.
It's crazy. It took like 8 years to make that. It's like, no, I'm just fucking going through those two.
Maybe even the sheet metal after a while.
If it's not secured, I mean, I'd be taking a piece of sheet metal down, wouldn't
they? This is pretty crazy to me. 97% critic score, which seems awfully high for a show like this.
Yeah, these critics are so gullible. Like, so in their bubble.
And it's got a 77% audience score. So
Gen Z, and like, not that Garth Ennis isn't a cool comic book writer. I've read some of the boys' comics, not all of them. I have read Preacher. I like Preacher a lot. To me, it's the classic like coffee room table. I'm like, what do we do next? Fucking Garth.
More puppets.
Nobody would do, and like, to me, why it's insane is because nobody would do that. Like, if you can just kill a guy by like a couple punches to the brain, are you really gonna be like, I'm gonna try to swim all the way through? Hopefully, I make it. And I get fucking stuck and stuff came inside his brain. Like, it's so weird to do, but like the, you know, the imagery, like, it's pretty fucked up. It's
right. Cool. Oh yeah. Yeah, what crazy thing can we think up next?
He explodes his dick. Oh, yeah.
So we collectively rated a little bit higher than the audience that watched it, but I they're probably pretty close to where we are. 77% seems in line. The critic score just seems really fucking high to me.
Oh, the audience score
77%. So they're pretty in line with what we're thinking.
You said 70. I said
78-ish. Yeah. They're pretty right there. So we seem to be pretty in line with what other people thought about it when they watched the show.
I thought the third episode was dragging a little bit, and the fourth episode I thought was the best episode.
So. Same thing happened with Ahsoka. We were talking about that the other day. Because that ramped up pretty fucking big.
It did. And then it got real slow.
It got really slow. I had to rewatch it. I fell asleep during the fucking episode. Yeah.
Such a weird ending. It's just like, the one guy goes home and Ahsoka's just on a planet now with the turtles. The weird turtles.
The Ninja Turtles. The Jedi Turtles. Go watch Gen V. It's on Prime Studios, Prime Video, I believe is what it's called. I think you'll like it. If you're a fan of The Boys, you're definitely going to like it. So go check it out. It's a good-looking show, at least. I think the better storyline than The Boys. But go look, go check it out. You'll probably... Season 4 will probably be informed by Season 1 of this, if I had to guess. I have no idea. Yeah, could be. Go check it out, TOTLB.com. Until next time, I've been Juan.
I'm Doyle.
We will catch you guys later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with your hosts, Doyle and Juan. To catch all the latest from us, visit our website at totlb.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Outside Long Box, TikTok at TOTLB Podcast, and Thinking Outside the Long Box on Facebook and YouTube. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, post about it on social media, leave a rating and review, and consider a Patreon membership. Thanks for listening.